boggy banks of the Limpopo River, there comes the sound of female ecstasy. I shiver, wet and wanton, their cries caress my swollen ears, with building fears of this forgotten land of years. Visions of furious fire goddesses, wielding blunt spits, figments of erotic escapades with all branches of the armed forces. Surrounding, abounding, they stoop to conquer with sighs and anxious whispers. In the slow, steady rhythm,
Wongo, Wongo.
Wongo, its black sand beaches, so bongo, patterned with leech-ridden creatures, bodies branded with cicatrix features that once screeched through the heart of Congo. Stacked and berserk, they tower and flail all about, wailing sounds in tongues only ancient insects would understand or figure out. Wild, willing wenches, strutting and struggling as they yank heads of hair, rooting and running in heat as the earth heaves beneath their feet.
Wongo, wild women of Wongo, how does that song go? Make a man wongo, wild women of Wongo, don't make me say no. Wild women of Wongo, how does that song go?
And so on and on.
Tradition remains the same. A blood-curdling scream, one of pure ecstasy, rings out. And then it came, the ultimate sacrifice.
Figures twitch and twine. Their sting is lethal, and I know I'm in for mine. How can I resist this onslaught of love? From over, from under, from behind and above. I wish I could only be their Wongo king. If only I knew the song to sing.